The new Richmond City Council will be sworn in just over a week, but there will only be two new faces around the table. Cash Heed and Laura Gillanders were the only non-incumbent city councilors elected, replacing Harold Steeves and Linda McPhail, who both didn't seek re-election. The inaugural meeting of the new council will be on Monday, November 7 at 7 p.m. Heed, a former BC Liberal MLA for Vancouver Fraserview and Solicitor General, told the Richmond News he was approached last winter to run for mayor of Richmond. However, he didn't think he could beat the incumbent mayor, Malcolm Brody, so instead ran for city council. He didn't rule out running for mayor in the future. Brody handily beat out his opponents with about 68% of the vote, while his main opponent, Right candidate John Roston, received 27% of the vote. Heed is a retired police officer, having worked in the gang and drug units of the Vancouver Police Department. He was also the chief constable of the West Vancouver Police Department for less than 2 years before entering politics. Heed ran under the Richmond Rise banner along with a former councillor, Derek Dang, who wasn't elected. Gillanders, whose family runs a construction company, has been involved with FarmWatch, an organization that advocates to save farmland. She also sat on the city's Agricultural Advisory Committee. In the election, incumbent Cown Chuck O topped the polls, followed by Carol Day, Bill McNulty, Alexa Liu, Michael Wolfe, and Andy Hobbs. Gillanders took the 7th spot while Heed took the 8th. Three of the councillors on this new council belong to Right Richmond: Gillanders, Day, and Wolfe. Meanwhile, McNulty and Liu joined forces under the Richmond One banner, Hobbs ran with Richmond United, which didn't elect any other councillors, and O was with the Richmond Community Coalition, which also didn't elect any other councillors. In the last few days of the election, Brody, who was running for his 8th term as mayor, endorsed Hobbs, O, McNulty, and Liu. He hadn't endorsed any candidates in previous elections.